We have a less hopeful story now from just south of Sudan. It begins in Uganda. One of Africa's most brutal rebel groups, the Lord's Resistance Army, terrorized that country for 2 decades. Then in 2008, Ugandan and Congolese troops attacked the group's bases. The Lord's Resistance Army splintered and scattered, but it apparently did not change. Human Rights Watch is reporting that members of the Lord's Resistance Army killed hundreds of villagers in the Democratic Republic of Congo last December. Today, a spokesman for the group denied the report. Jeffrey Gettleman is East Africa Bureau Chief of the New York Times. He was in this area of Congo last week and is now back in Nairobi, Kenya. Jeff Gettleman, first of all, tell us what happened.
From what we know, a group of LRA fighters went on a raid to capture as many people as they could and to get supplies that they desperately need. So according to witnesses, this group of LRA fighters, about 2 dozen men, moved from village to village, kidnapping people everywhere they went, tying them up with rope, and then marching them off into the jungle in a long human chain. And along the way, anybody they didn't want, they killed right there on the spot, usually with an axe blow to the back of the head.
You know, there are only supposed to be a few hundred LRA rebels left. How is it that they're able to use axes and clubs and kill so many people, over 300 people?
Well, the population in this part of Congo is not armed. They have no experience dealing with an armed group like this. There have been other parts of Congo and Uganda and Sudan where we've seen the advent of the local militias that go out into the bush with homemade rifles and bow and arrows and confront the LRA. But that hasn't happened in this area. So the locals were totally taken by surprise. And, you know, it only takes a couple dozen guys with high-powered rifles to be able to terrorize a village. And that's what they did.
So the LRA's ranks have dwindled to the point that they go on these gory recruitment drives. Who's supposed to be protecting these villagers, Uganda or Congo?
Well, the Congolese army is supposed to be protecting its own people. The Ugandan military is operating in the area in an effort to wipe out the last remnants of the LRA.
The U.S. is also helping in the fight against the LRA. Just how important has the American role been there in the far eastern reaches of the Congolese jungle, and what is it right now?
They are providing the Ugandan military with millions of dollars of equipment that the Ugandans would not be able to afford. And we're talking about satellite phones, GPS systems, encrypted radios, in addition to sort of more basic logistical support like fuel and trucks and hiring aircraft to ferry Ugandan soldiers from one place to another.
In all this discussion, Jeffrey, I still don't really understand what the Lord's Resistance Army wants. I mean, is it pure and simple violence for violence's sake? I mean, they've been kind of characterized as a group led by madmen, or do they have kind of like a greater goal?
Well, at this point, their greater goal is survival. They needed these people because their army has been depleted by the Ugandan military efforts. They've had dozens of fighters killed in the last few months, and they need people to be in their rank and file. But these guys are totally demented. If they don't want somebody to be part of their group and they've kidnapped them, they're not going to let that person go. They're going to beat them to death. They may even make one of their other captives beat that person to death as a way to harden that person. And you push people that know about the LRA to try to explain what their political agenda is, what this all might amount to, and you really come up with zero.
Jeffrey Gettleman is East Africa Bureau Chief for the New York Times in Nairobi. He just returned from Congo. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you.